Thank you very much. And my question goes also to Andrew Clapham. And as we all know, the relationship between non-state actors and state or state-driven actors in these human rights crimes is a very difficult one that goes far beyond our convention, but is of course enshrined in our Articles 2 and 3 in a very particular way. I have a question to your last point when you came to Article 30 of the convention, which is about the urgent actions facility. And I just wanted to know whether I understood you rightly. I understood that you suggested that Article 30, by speaking simply of disappearance and not of enforced disappearance, would allow the committee to make urgent actions for any person disappeared, independently whether a state was involved or not. This means that you give very much importance to the language of this article where it says simply disappearance. Would you argue that, and we have here some of the drafters of the committee, would you argue that this was intentionally, or is it just a sloppy language that they speak in Article 30 after so many enforced disappearance, they just say disappearance? I have my doubts, so I pose you the question, and it is a relevant question, of course, for the committee. Thank you.